Hi there, Carl Messi here, coach, strategist, author of 4 books and a 5th book coming in 2021 on decision-making mastery. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, looking out over my balcony. It was just a bit of pitter-patter rain. I expect we have some more rain. We're definitely in the wet season here, but the rain is a good thing because it cools the place down. And it's also fun riding a motorbike through a torrential downpour. I just love it. So welcome to this podcast where I give you practical tips, tools and strategies to increase your level of health, happiness, vitality, vibrancy, success, abundance and whatever else you want to throw into the mix there. But I want to keep things nice and practical. And today, another very practical thing that I think was a huge game changer in my life. I was just doing a journaling exercise yesterday as I was looking out over the water and the surfers in Canggu in Bali. And one of the questions was about, you know, what are the 6 things that have made the biggest impact on your life? And one of them I realized was the decision when I was about 29, 30 to start reading fiction, not fiction, reading non-fiction books. So as a result of, you know, major shift for me around that time, around 1999 for me was my big shift around about 30, I started reading nonfiction. I started self-educating. I was in the tail end of finishing a degree on a Bachelor of Management Professional Studies, and I just started this process of self-education, learning. And, you know, what I've realised over the last 20 years plus of steering myself down that path, this path of self-education, it creates an opportunity for me to put so many different puzzle pieces together. So I might read books on marketing, I read books on psychology, I read books on neuroscience, I read books on epigenetics, I read books on marketing stuff, I read books on business building, like so many different topics. I mean, there's a principal groups of topics that I work through. But by going on this broad trail, what I'm able to do is put pieces together and allows me, and it definitely allowed me in 2020 to have this base of knowledge from a broad subject range to be able to see a little bit clearer picture. And that's one of the pieces of critical thinking is what's the quality of the knowledge we have bringing into the situation. Knowledge and experience giving us potential wisdom, so they're absolutely important for us to be able to see things. And the other thing is when we read, and most, you know, non-fiction books might take 6 to 8 or 10 hours, depending on your speed of reading. There's time for you to digest that. I don't want to just hear a soundbite from an expert on a particular thing. That might be interesting as the executive summary. I want to understand how they got to that particular thing. I want to see the pieces. And if I can see the pieces laid out like that and understand their why they came to this particular realization, hypothesis, or whatever it is, then I can make sense of it. And then I can, you know, through a level of discernment, say, yeah, that makes sense to me. I'm going to add that to my knowledge base. Also, as I'm sort of reading, I'm, you know, thinking these things through. So again, different pieces are coming together. So I think it's a bit of a lost art, this idea of reading. And I think the most successful, if you read, you know, biographies on the most successful people over time, all of those have been voracious readers. So I'm a big fan of it. So what I was going to do today as well, so I'm strongly encouraging you to read some non-fiction books. And if you want to reach out to me, I've created a bibliography for the Life Masterclass process we're going through at the moment, the online seminar. It's been a fantastic event, I've got to tell you. I made up a bibliography for that, so I might share that in my Carl Massey Facebook page. So if you don't have access to other things, check that out. And I've got a lot of books in there. But one of the books I thought I would speak on today, because I do get asked a lot, you know, I've read hundreds of books. What's one of the best books? This is like a really simple book. So if you're new to reading nonfiction and sort of you want something that's, you know, easy to read through, like The Successful Mind, thinner book like that. The book is called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's Toltec wisdom. And Toltec wisdom is, you know, Mexican philosophy and, you know, the shamans, you know, came through this Toltec traditional path. And he has these four agreements. So he talks about, you know, what gets in the way of us experiencing a greater level of fulfillment, happiness, and that sort of stuff. And said, if we made these four agreements, if we committed to doing these four things, it create a significant shift in our lives. And I wholeheartedly agree. I think the four that he's come up with are just priceless. So I'm going to go through those in order as they're laid out in the book. And I've got little written out here so I don't mix the order up for you. And I'll just give a... I'll say what they are and then a brief description on it. But then I strongly encourage you to read the book if you haven't read it before. It is a beautiful, beautiful book. So the first one is be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. So that for me comes from this place of integrity. So saying what we mean, speaking with truth with a capital T. It's also for me about being impeccable about the words that you use. Now, I studied neuro-linguistics program, I've studied hypnotherapy, and I'm very particular about the words we use, the language we use. With my clients, they're not allowed to say the word should, because should implies something outside of myself is trying to govern what I do or don't do. So impeccable with my word, instead of saying should, I have a look at that and I say do I or don't I want to do this thing? And that's the rule for my clients. So being impeccable with your words requires us to slow down, to bring a high level of conscious awareness and more presence to the conversations we're having so we can be very particular and meticulous with our words. The second one is what a lot of people struggle with. So, you know, I've introduced this book to a client of mine recently. He said, yep, I've got two of those, but two of them I'm not doing so well on. So the second one is don't take anything personally. And this is extremely difficult for most people, a lot of people to varying degrees. Don't take things personally. And we could go into a much longer conversation about the ego and this self-identity. And when we feel our identity is threatened, that really is the ego coming into the conversation and sort of putting up these things, trying to protect itself, throwing stuff back and really taking things personally. The higher evolved we are up this sort of chain and coming from a place more of love, the less we're bothered by those things. And I've seen some interesting people over the course of 2020 who have spoken out very clearly in their views and speaking out against restriction of civil liberties and things taken away and their perspective on this experience. And have got, you know, completely slammed by trolls and all sorts of things. But a number of them are just okay with that. They're not taking this personally. They're saying, this is my point of view. If you don't agree with it, you know, that's fine. I'm not even going to read into this. And again, I've listened to other authors before that actually don't read their reviews because, again, you know, some rubbish in there and opportunity to take it personally if you do. I think it was Seth Godin, who's one of the best writers in the marketing space. He said he doesn't, you know, read any reviews. He's written something like 20 books. Okay, third one, absolutely makes sense again. Don't make assumptions. Me being impeccable with my words, don't make assumptions. Too often we think a narrative, if we've said it enough, is actually a fact. When a lot of the things that we say is an assumption. So if I say, you can't start a business in this current economic environment, that is an assumption. If one other person proves the opposite of that is true, then it's an assumption. And assumptions very much tie in with beliefs, they tie in with narratives. So again, Successful Mind goes much deeper into this belief space, so do check that out. You can listen to it free in the podcast series here. Do not make assumptions. And in the decision-making process, again, the book I'm writing at the moment, assumptions are a key piece. We need to filter out all our assumptions so we're getting down to the facts and as close to a fact as we can, and always trying to convert assumptions into facts wherever we are. asking questions, having tough conversations to get to the fact of the matter rather than making assumptions about what we think that person said. And if we're listening to secondhand information and basing our thoughts on a particular thing, making assumptions. It's one thing that I've definitely learned out of 2020 is don't make assumptions based on sound bites you get from mainstream media in particular. Do your own research, go deeper on it. Don't make assumptions about something based on some information that has come from a source that has a vested interest in the information they're putting out. Don't make assumptions that it's fact. Do your own work, do your own research. And this is again why this reading thing, reading these different subjects to deepen your understanding of different subjects. Fourth one, always do your best. And just a beautiful closer to those four agreements, always do your best. You can only do your best. You don't have to be perfect. No one's trying to do the perfect thing. Do your best, like show up the best you can be in that conversation, with that work you're doing, with that project you're working on, whatever it is. Be the best parent you can be, be the best partner you can be, the best sibling you can be. You know, whatever it is, like be your best in that particular moment. So, you know, I like the word greatness, and it's, I strive for greatness as opposed to perfection. I want to become greater. And I do that by doing the best I can each time, whether it's this podcast, I do the best I can, knowing that, you know, there's flaws for sure in this and I'm going to get better over time, but I do the best I can right here, right now. So there you go. Let me just recap on those four agreements. Let me strongly encourage you to check out this book, The Four Agreements, if you haven't listened to it. If you're not a regular non-fiction reader, I'm going to strongly encourage you to go down that particular path to infuse yourself with this information and let your brain expand. There's so much potential in your brain to do that. Four agreements. Don Miguel Ruiz. And I'll have that in the show notes. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. And I think that's a really sound piece of knowledge. Again, for those people that join me for the Life Masterclass, awesome. It's been a fantastic experience. And I just want to share a little bit about it with you now. I'm going to do another hosted Life Masterclass online seminar in April 2021. So keep an eye out for that. If you like this podcast, share it around, pass it on, recommend someone else to read the book, The Four Agreements. You'll be doing them a huge favor. The other thing I've got coming up is once each year I take a group of eight people through a six-month coaching program. There's group coaching sessions plus one-on-one. It's called Consolidation to Breakthrough. I'll have the details down below. So I'm going to start advertising that soon, and because there's limited spaces, it fills up pretty quickly. So if that sounds something that you're interested in, get in touch with me, carl@carlmassey.com. I have the details down below. Again, I'd love to hear from you and see whether that's the right fit for us. Otherwise, I think that's about all for now. Enjoy your reading, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, wherever you are on this incredible, beautiful, incredible, crazy, gorgeous, miraculous planet of ours. Have a fantastic day and take care.